Welcome to Visionaries Global Media, your number one source for podcasting entertainment. Visionaries Global Media, envisioning excellence on a global scale. Dungeons & Junkies presents Escape from Wolfhawk, Episode 20, General Carelessness. Last time on Escape from Wolfhawk, our gang found themselves still trapped in Ganymede General, trying to find their way through these zombie-like infested halls. They made their way through the sky bridge, and they found themselves in a very long hallway that took our party quite some time to traverse. But while traversing this hallway, they did find out how this sickness is being spread. Will that information help them at all as they continue their way through Ganymede General? Or will it just be another red herring and won't help in saving the gang? Let's find out in this week's edition of Escape from Wolfhawk. We rejoin the action as the gang enters into the stairwell of the left tower to make their way to General Care.
Ifer.
What, pretty much? Is there a way of barricading the door on the other side or not?
As you all make your way to the other side and into this massive stairwell that is the left tower stairwell, Dr. Dorian slams the door behind you, and you see he's not the strongest person ever, but you see with all of his strength, he bam and hits the top of the knob of this door, and you see it completely bend down. And, well, we are a very advanced hospital, but fun fact, the simplest things sometimes work the best. And we've had many issues here with these doors not working if we
Doctor,
just simply
left talking,
break the
more moving.
Oh, we're completely safe now in this. I need you all to make a perception check real quick.
This is all fun. We're never fucking safe.
I'm just as a bird on the doctor's shoulder, like.
Jesus, what's 11. Going on? 18 plus 5 again.
30-20.
Only perception just 10.
Sorry. As Dr. Dorian McSteamy is talking, he suddenly stops it. At the same time, oddly, all of you seemingly smell of smoke encompass your nose, and you see Dr. Dorian look up, and the rest of you all look up above you, and you can just see the black plumes of smoke as Dr. Dorian begins.
God, what is... No! They're all burning!
As you quickly realize that the floor is above you, the heat from above is pressing down. Even with the fact that heat rises, there is so much heat in this stairwell that it is actually oppressively pushing down. And as you adjust to it, you realize that there is a lot of fire above you. As you can't see more than 10 feet at the most above you, as the black smoke is completely enveloped this entire stairwell above you.
Well, we gotta go down, right?
I turn back into me and I'm like, well, that went well.
Could have been worse.
I thought you decided to hide against a white wall in your Power Ranger colored armor.
Shall we argue?
You just like have this argument later.
Yes. Yes, Virian. Yes, you're right.
Does Virian still look like the terrifying demon?
lasts. It's an illusion and it lasts for an hour and he's keeping it up.
May needs, may, very useful. Useful.
Well, let's go down. Smoke is not really a problem for me, so I can take the back.
Yes, the rest of us who can't, who have to actually breathe. Go ahead. Wyatt, try not to kill anyone for 5 minutes.
Hey, I haven't.
I haven't tried to kill anybody at any point. Things just happen.
Avery,
Damien shares a look with Dr. Dorian.
Avery, Azamar boy, where have you gone?
Sillier.
Right.
Ah!
You keep an extra eye on the doctor.
Varian's taking the lead because he's sick of you all. Wow, Varian's doing something. I don't know, so he's proud. Taking the leadership.
This all is right. Just Varian and Damien's toddlers that take King on a walk.
Right, because I bossed everyone around a bit. We're going as Avery first because he's invisible. Varian, the doctor, Wyatt, and then Damien because Damien doesn't need to breathe.
I love it. I love an in-charge Varian. Makes me happy. Okay, then. Well, Avery and the rest of you, you begin to make your way down the winding, descending staircase. None of you talking at this point. You can hear Dr. Dorian muttering under his breath, just, oh, this is horrible. Like almost crying, it seems, but trying to be as quiet as possible, knowing that this hellscape that you are in. Every once in a while, you see bits of ash and other things fall down the middle of this giant descending stairwell as you all along the walls keep moving. Avery in the front, floor by floor. Keep going down, down. Okay, so we, Dr. Dorian composes themselves and begins to try and, none of you have ever been here before, have you?
No.
No.
Okay.
How have you not been here?
I haven't needed to come here. What was that, Vivian?
Talking about you, not to you.
Damien Snickers.
That's what Cornishman saying.
At this point, Wyatt, have you powered down? Or are you still in Ranger mode?
On the stairs, I have powered down there, yes.
Okay. Wyatt, it took about 6 minutes to get down that hallway. And thus you have used another 16 minutes of power.
Okay. Thank you both.
You see Wyatt powering down. And Dr. Dorian, so, well, the hospital just, so, he begins to talk as you're all making your way down the stairs. Usually we would be able to just use the in-house teleporters to make our way down, but in a lockdown, those are turned off. And okay, we are about, when we get to the bottom of this tower, we'll enter the general care floor. And I don't know what's going to await us. They are wards upon wards. It's where we put anyone who is only going to have to be here for a day or two at the most.
So everybody here is going to be in fighting condition pretty much.
Yeah, with what we've seen so far, I am quite worried about the rest of our trek once we actually descend onto the main floors.
I don't know how to put this to you all. We are in the shit. It,
really?
We have to make it through general care, diagnostics, the pharmacy, and the main floor before we can even reach the elevators to get to the laboratory.
Doctor?
Yes, yes.
Is there perhaps anything, any sort of supplies we could get to patch ourselves up a little bit? Some of us aren't looking so great.
If we can make our way to the pharmacy level, the pharmacy itself is a very protected vault-like structure, and we can hope that that would not have been pierced, and if so, yes, there would be supplies and such that we might be able to use there, and we might be able to collect ourselves if we can reach there.
Then.
I mean, I hate to be the one stating the obvious, but why don't we just run? I mean, apart from you, Power Ranger McGee over there, we all got through that corridor fairly quick. I mean, I had time for like a full bath. I look at Julius's pristine feathers.
To be fair, Damien, not all of us are blessed with the ability to shapeshift like you can. Well, I can, but...
Says the Power Ranger.
I can't shapeshift like that.
And why don't you focus on what you can do so that we can get through this?
I mean, you can clearly run because you did like a combat roll.
I can move quickly, that is true.
Where's the Azamar? I'm assuming it's still invisible.
Out front.
Right, probably. What can you do then? Can you move fast?
Yeah, I can fly as well, if that needs to happen.
Well, he does have wings. I haven't seen him use them yet.
I don't actually have any visible wings, but I can summon them.
Varian and I look at each other in Azamar trauma.
Varian had to resist throwing something at the back of Avery's head on the way down the corridor.
I've also got all the spells that can hurt, if it's necessary.
Well, yes, but the good doctor is not particularly happy with the idea of having to harm his compatriots slash patients.
I think they're a bit
considering he already ran off once, giving a very disapproving look.
Well, I'm sorry. I do apologize for that. And I do agree. I don't want to hurt anyone if needed. But you're still descending down the stairs. And the smell of smoke and fire is actually beginning to dissipate a little for a moment as you're descending for as you keep going down, it actually begins to intensify again. And you can once again see now there is black smoke billowing up from the bottom as you descend farther and farther down this massive staircase. You all, I'm fine running. Once again, you've all never been here. You don't understand the scope of what we are going to have to get through.
Doctor.
Each one of these floors is... It's like a city block. Yes, we are going to have to run, but the amount of... You don't understand what... We are fucked! We are
Damon
fucked!
Damon raises his hand again.
To be fair, I'm going to let Damien do that, to be fair. Doctor, you keep saying we're fucked, but you won't go into detail about why we're fucked.
I mean, I think the main conclusion is there's a shit ton of people who potentially are all hostile against five of us.
Yes, I meant, why did you... This is clearly something that you were researching. the fact that you know so much about it, and not at the same time.
It was the goo from, it was like the stuff found with Varian and I and our former compatriots, husks. That's what they were researching, experimenting with. That's what's in the basement.
Now that gross stuff that you and me really must have seen when we were looking into that room.
Quite possible.
For the benefit, that's gross. Doctor,
what happened in that room?
We, Varian stopped for a moment to look into a room, and we all sort of did that thing you see on like a well-known TV cover. And we saw
the broken leg Ganassi doctor vomit the black husk goo onto a Goliath.
The one that was behind me.
The Goliath that was yelling.
Yeah.
And then the one that was attacking you.
The same one, yeah.
Okay, so we know how it's transmitted.
I suppose that is one thing.
Fluid.
Exactly. Yeah. So if we stop the fluid being dispersed, then at least we can make sure that the good doctor here doesn't end up the same way as his friend did. That's a good thing, hopefully.
But it seems like they can disperse it naturally. So that's not possible to stop it unless you kill everything here.
I was more on just avoid touching any unknown fluids. Like that big pile of blood that you face planted into earlier.
Yeah, I'm glad it was just blood.
Isn't that just a rule for life? Don't touch the strange fluids on things.
Especially in Old Farm, yes.
Probably.
Can I hand I've got a short sword in my backpack for some bizarre reason, not quite sure why. Can I give that to the doctor?
Quiet, you pull this short sword out of your bag, and as you're all walking down these stairs, and you make motion towards Dr. Dorian McStevie trying to hand it to him, and he puts both hands up. I refuse to take any part of that at all. I will not brandish a weapon against
Doctor.
People who are clearly sick and hurting.
Doctor, if it's them or you, I'd rather you killed them. And no offense, you pulled out a scalpel last time. This would be much more helpful to your health.
You see, disgustedly, he reaches a hand forward.
Consider it a last resort.
Takes the sword from you and slides it into his belt.
Okay, must make sure I can have that not in my backpack anymore.
Doc, I'll say this once, just so we can get this over and done with, because I understand you took an oath, you don't want to hurt people, you've dedicated your life to helping others. But if you get turned, I will have no such remorse in putting you down. So get in the moment, regret about the hurt you do later, or I will tear you limb from limb before they get a fucking chance to.
You see the fire hair of Dr. Dorian almost completely go out. He almost looks like a bald individual at this moment as he just has a buzz cut of modeling fire across as he stares wide-eyed at Damien as he puts the sword into his belt and just doesn't say anything for multiple moments as you keep walking and you all finally reach the base of these left tower stairs.
Just any time any of you turn around, Damien's just glaring.
That almost makes Firion feel safer. He's used to that.
Okay, at a base of these stairs, is it just one door out the stairwell, or is there multiple?
Just one set of doors out of the stairwell. You all are standing at the base.
Can I see what's through this door, or...?
I was going to ask if there's smoke coming from underneath it.
These doors actually do not have a window through them at all. Varian, you may make a investigation check, though.
Oh boy, the flat intelligence wizard. Yay! Oh, that's a 12.
Virion, you put your hands on these doors, not pushing them open, but you, with all the smoke that's about, you feel, and you can feel, they don't feel hot at all, but there is a trace of smoke that is leaking from under and in between these opening doors.
I turn to the others. They're not hot, so if there's anything on the other side, I don't think it's up against the doors, but still best to be careful.
Moment we go through the door, whatever seal's been made is gonna get the fire, well, not the fire, the smoke to rush towards the door, so I'd recommend head down, don't breathe in as you walk in.
Good call.
Town plan.
You see Dr. Dorian, finally, he hasn't said anything since Damien yelled at him. He's just been wide-eyed and staring forward the whole time. Just staring at the doors. Once we enter here, we need to make our way all the way to the south end to find the stairs. They're a massive staircase in the middle of the floor. I have to go past many wards and the nurse's station, reception. And I will do everything I can to be in the moment, as stated. You see him try and put his hand on the hilt of the sword that he was given. I will assist in any way I can. I cannot promise that I can bring myself to harm anyone, but I do not ask that you save me something happens, but I will do my best to lead you through.
That's all we can ask for. Whilst it's obvious, I just suggest we move as quickly as we can, do our best to do nothing to draw attention to ourselves.
I merge back into Julius.
I've still got how long has it actually been since I used Disguise Self?
It took you guys a good 15 minutes to walk down the stairwell. You had to go down a good 11 floors.
All right.
9 floors.
I mean, it doesn't matter because of the eldritch implications I chose. I can just span it, but I was wondering if it was still up.
I'm the only one who knows my way through here. I don't know if you want me to take the lead.
Probably be best if you're the only one that knows the way, but we will be, as it were, right behind you. If you don't want to fight, I'm sure the rest of us can deal with that.
Hi.
You lead the way.
Thank you, Birdman.
I'm just sat on Virion's shoulder, like, yes, I agree with everything Virion is saying.
All right. I thank you. We will get through this. We will make it. I hope. You see, once again, Dr. Dorian McSteamy steadies himself as he steps forward to the large double doors. He pushes in the metal of the left side door slowly. And it slowly opens silently. And as Damien said, a rush of smoke does fill in to the stairwell as the air is now equalized with the pressure of the massive floor that is general care. But it's not too much smoke, and you all are okay as the door keeps opening. Right. You must silent.
And Dr. Dorian steps forward through the door and begins to descend the small staircase. In what order are you following Dr. Dorian?
Well, I'll go in the middle.
Varian, I guess with Damien slash Julius still on his shoulder, we'll go right after the doctor.
Julius.
Julius.
Take out the back again.
You all enter or exit through these doors onto a small staircase. And as you do, you can feel the air itself change as you are now in such a massive open space. Staring forward, once again, still the only light that is able to be seen is the orange warning lights that flash on and off, only giving illumination for 3 seconds at a time, just over and over. What you can see right in front of you, though, is a massive, long line, and on either side, these large gray walls that go from floor to ceiling, 20 feet high. As you're looking, you can see that though there's no doors on the front of these walls, there just seem to be massive kind of curtains. And Dr. Dorian looks back at you. These are all wards. There are at least 70 wards down here that can have anywhere from 10 to 50 individuals in them. We are very, very far from the door at this moment. We must proceed quietly.
Julius gives him a look like, shut up then.
Dr. Dorian begins to slowly walk. He looks back at Virian as you make your way to the bottom of the stairs.
Okay, we can take one of two ways right here. Either way is fine, but I have to ask you, which way would you like to go? We can go straight here.
And he points down the long line of the wards that he was just speaking of.
We can go straight through here, and then we will only have to get through this line and then take a left and then a little farther, and then we'll reach the main staircase. Otherwise, we can go,
and he points the other way.
This way will take us back past the staff break room. And you said that you needed some items. There could be something in there that might assist you as well.
I don't know why I didn't think of this before, but can I cast message so that he doesn't have to speak out loud?
We'll do some retroactive stuff and we'll just say this has all been in message.
Okay. Varian adds Damien to the chat. Because Damien seems to be the smartest one here.
You get like a bird emoji and a thumbs up.
Both ways have their issues. If there's supplies that we could use in the staff room, but what if there's also staff in there? And then there's the main stairwell, but
there are likely to be less combatants, as it were, if we go the area that isn't full of wards of patients and staff.
Yes.
Visitors.
So to the left.
Here, the staff room, I guess. Car.
Car!
Sorry, misclick. Bird Damien's like staring very focusedly. As he replies,
accidentally sends a Simpsons gif or something.
Yeah, accidentally sends that I'm in danger.
You are currently at the blue dot in the left corner by the stairs to left tower.
Cool. Let's stick to the wall.
It sounds like a plan.
Awesome. So you are choosing to go left towards the staff break room then?
Yes.
Yeah.
Awesome. That is what the Warlock Squad have decreed.
The Warlock Squad are in charge.
Just so you all know, since I did send you the map, each square represents 30 feet. Yeah. Yeah, as I said, each floor of this hospital, once you're out of the towers, represents about 9 square meters. Or like a nine, like an acre of fucking real estate.
That's surprising. Ganymede must be insane.
Ain't cheap. There's a giant immaculate gold tower in the center of the fucking square. So that tells you pretty much everything you need to know.
I wonder why you have to put as like your down payment on a mortgage in Ganymede. Your soul, your arm, blood.
46 billion blood rubies. But right. The doctor wasn't kidding.
You all are a bit blown away by the scale of this actual place as you begin to make your way down these stairs. And it's oddly quiet currently. The only sound you can hear is the sound of the warning lights clicking on and off. Just that odd noise of flashing lights that everyone knows. It's like light shouldn't make a noise, but somehow it does. And when it's this quiet, it's all you can hear. You begin to make your way. Dr. Dorian in the lead. You make your way past the first big stone wall of wards. It says on the wall emblazoned and carved into it, it says wards 14 through 27. You keep going. You come to the second hallway. And here, I need you all to make me a stealth check.
Is the passive right trace still up or?
Nope.
Okay.
6.
13 plus 4, 17.
I don't think I've ever seen Matt look so fucking confused.
Musingly, Julius has the same stealth modifier as Damien.
13 is not great, but hopefully it's enough.
18. Julius is a ninja.
You all following Dr. Dorian. You are right by the second hallway when suddenly to your right you all hear a crashing noise. Sound of steel hitting a tiled floor. And you all turn. And to your right, you see a group of 6 elves staring. They're all standing in a circle around what you can see is a broken monitor that they have just smashed into the ground. And they're just staring at it. About a good 80 feet from you, down this little corridor, standing in front of a few of the wards, just staring at the smashed monitor. You see Dr. Dorian begin to walk towards the people.
He opens his mouth to speak, but then stops himself quickly. But then can't stop himself. And just, are you okay?
A bird face palms.
Varian just screams at him with a message, what are you doing?
I thought I put the fear of Damien into him, for God's sake.
I thought he was charmed too.
He's a man of faith, and he's a man of healing. He can't help himself. Plus, he keeps rolling twos.
Stop rolling twos! Get another dice!
I've switched the die. I don't know why Dr. Dorian only wants to roll a two.
Do you want to die, man?
The minute after the sound escapes his lips, Dr. Dorian knows that he has done wrong. And he stares forward before slowly turning his head to look at Virian with Damien in Julia's form on the shoulder. And you can see a pure look of terror and resignation on it. I'm sorry. And as he says that, you see the elves all look up from the monitor and look towards you all. And you can see them. It takes a moment as their heads all kind of cock at once, tilt to the side, staring at you. And as they begin to laugh, you suddenly hear more laughter begin to pick up. The stone walls around you begin to reverberate, just more and more and more laughter, as you begin to see bodies begin to start piling out of these curtains. More and more laughter. Elves, humans, tieflings, Ganassi.
How many of them roughly are there?
There's a swarm of around 60 creatures in front of you that is beginning to gather.
It's a message, we can't take all of them.
Damien's gone. He's took off towards the staff room. Bye, y'all!
Varian starts running, but tries to drag the doctor along the way.
Why? Just pegs it towards the staff room, following Damien, knowing that his best chance of survival is with Damien, no matter how much they don't agree with each other.
They despise him.
Avery, are you also going
I did. Yeah.
Virian, with a just a bit of strength that you didn't know you had in you, the fear and apparently the fatherly vibes that you just, you know, in your sparkly self sometimes give off, you grab the doctor by his ripped lab coat and yank him backwards as you all begin to just completely run as fast as you can as more and more bodies begin to pile out of these wards. As you cross this third bank of wards, on the other side, you see more and more, just more and more, as these wards have exits on either side. So the people are just pouring out of them. As you reach the front of the staff room door, and the flapping wings of Julius are there, and realizing in bird form, you can't open a door. So just flapping there, waiting, as Virian and the doctor, Virian basically throws the doctor into the door of the staff room, opening it, and he lands on the ground as the rest of you all pile into this staff room, slamming the door behind you.
Well, okay, that was fun.
I turn back into me, turn, slammed the doctor against the wall and said, "What did I fucking say?
I couldn't help it. I'm here to help people.
They're dead.
They're beyond helping. All you're going to do is get the lot of us killed.
You can't cure them if you're dead. If we're dead."
I don't... This isn't what I'm supposed to... I can't stand this, okay? I'm sorry.
Understand your conflictions on this issue. But as much as I hate to agree with him, Damien is right.
Is there anything heavy in this room I can push against the door?
As you're holding the doctor against the wall, you can actually begin to already hear pounding against the walls and the door you entered. And as you're holding Dorian, he actually looks at the... Oh, it should hold. The staff rooms are... built to withstand. This is every staff room is the security room for each floor, so that door should hold.
I have a look around to see if there's anything we can use to patch ourselves up.
Yeah, definitely. Make an investigation check.
You know what, Doctor? You put us at risk one more time, and I will open that door and throw you to them, and you can help them yourself.
That was a 15, by the way.
The doctor, once again, looks like a bald individual as the fire hair completely goes out on Dr. Dorian McSteamy. Mirian, you not harassing the hell out of the doctor who just is trying to do his goddamn best, begin to look around this staff room. And you see on the left side of the room a long line of beds that are clearly used for the staff to take their rest, some couches, a bookshelf that seems to be filled with all accoutrements of sorts of books. On the back side of the room is a small kitchen cabinet area with a sink and a fridge, it looks like, and all that kind of stuff. And as you peel or you focus in on the kitchen area, you actually see to the right of the fridge is a large red box that is put to the wall that has the large cross on it that you know to mean first aid.
I go over and start just taking bits out that we need.
Awesome. Roll me a d6 real quick and tell me what you get.
It's a 6.
Nice. Virian, as you open this cabinet, you can see that it's never been very well stocked. This is not something that anyone actually pays that much fucking attention to. It's the doctor's staff room first aid kit. They're all fucking doctors. They don't give a shit. But you do happen, as you look inside, manage to find there are a couple old potions that in there that are potions of greater healing. So there are two potions in there that you can add to your inventory that will give you 3d8 of health back.
Okay. Whilst I'm like thieving stuff from cabinets, I don't suppose there's any books of wizarding stuff on the bookcase. Might be worth a look.
Virian, you, after thieving these potions, you begin to make your way over to the rest area of this break room and just make a casual glance over these bookshelf. And as you do, you quickly realize that none of these books are of any sustenance and they are mostly smut. It seems that the doctor
have a
real love for manga, romance novels, and what some would call some very explicit writings.
Yeah, Varian might take a couple of those.
Vivian's too busy pinning a doctor to a wall to deal with that.
Doc, you have nice taste.
What? What?
Okay, I'm gonna add a smite book to my inventory.
You can definitely
feed that out of context when you're sorting Varian's spell list and be like, what the hell is this?
Okay. Well, Varian now has a book of smut and two potions of greater healing. Damien, you have a doctor pinned against a wall. Wyatt and Avery, what are you two up to?
I'm going to just look around for anything which may, if there's any books on what they're researching specifically downstairs, in case there may be like some like journals about it in here, left behind.
Sure, you can make an investigation check.
That is a natural 20.
Well, son of a bitch. What's your modifier on that, just so I know as well?
My modifier. Modifier for investigation, that is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Give me a plus 2.
Sure. Okay. Wyatt, you look at the assault that is happening to this doctor and think to yourself, I should probably do something about this, but, you know, I've dealt with zombies today and I'm not going to have any more of it. And you turn away and you look to the right side of the room, which is the kind of what seems to be the workspace for this doctor's break room, where they can, you know, sit down and read their smut novels or whatever else they would like to do.
Yeah.
As you are looking, you begin to, you know, leaf your way through these desks that there's papers and such about, and you actually manage to, something catches your eye, and it's just a file that was left completely open in the middle of the, you know, main set of desks. And as you make your way over, all it says on the top is black goo.
Okay. Is it readable or is it in doctor's writing?
Wyatt, you open this folder marked black goo, and there's only one piece of paper inside this folder.
Okay.
And all it says on it is unknown substance, unknown origin, transfer to lab 2.
I turn around and read this out loud to the group. They didn't have any idea about this, guys, at all.
I know. I've told you that before. We have no fucking idea what happened to your friends at all, or whatever you call them.
Doctor, you clearly don't. I was referring to the greater man of a doctor. You're the only doctor here, are you?
Might be now.
I mean, maybe now, yes, but you weren't when it started, so you may not know about it, but others might have done. Looks like no one had a fucking clue. Which is actually arguably more terrifying.
I mean, Bart and Vicious and that didn't know what happened to us. It's why they sent you lot as, quote, babysitters to go find out. They don't know what happened. The doctors won't know what happened.
I put the file in my backpack just in case it can be useful later on. Just in case.
Can you please let me down?
You're going to stop endangering our lives?
Yes, Yes, I promise.
We know,
he puts him down for now.
We know you made a promise, Doctor, but it's not going to help them out there. And as Damien has pointed out, you can only help others by keeping yourself alive. There are people who are going to need help after this. And it may be up to you to help them. And only you.
Thank you. Thank you for your kindness, Virion. You see him try and get himself back together as his hair slowly begins to light again. He has a nice little crew cut at this moment. Not his normal, long, flowy, fiery hair, but a little bit of a crew cut at this moment. Detective, you said that, yes, they would have moved it to Lab 2 in the unknown lab. It's between the viral lab and the machinery lab downstairs.
There's not 28 of them, is there?
28 labs?
Unknowns.
Considers throwing Wyatt against a wall.
Right, so lab 2. How easy yet to get to from down from here?
I mean, with this.
Yeah, but we've got to come back out of this room to go down the stairs, haven't we?
DM, could I make an investigation check, see if there's any, like, vents we can squeeze through, rather than going out the main door? Or if there is any other way out this room?
Yeah, go ahead.
Are you still invisible?
Oh, no, probably not by now. And that is a good old 27.
Avery, you, who has been just... like, freaked out this entire time. You were woken up in a creepy-ass, like, laboratory with Tesla coils going off around you. Spoken to by a squid-faced man and a man with a beard longer than you are tall. And then sent to this weird building with all of these things in it. But suddenly you steal your resolve and just go, you know what? Fuck it. I need to do something about this situation. And you begin to look around the room. And as you do, your eyes glaze over the beds, the kitchen area, the desks, all of it. Nothing of this is important to you at all. This is not going to assist you at all right now. Your eyes keep going. You go past the door that you came in. You keep going. Then you turn back to the door. You look straight above and up on the ceiling. You can feel the breeze coming down. You look up at a massive vent.
Isn't there any way back out then?
I mean, I can look at the vent and see if they've all wandered off to tear someone else apart.
That's a good shout.
You can all still hear the thudding noise of hands being hit against the walls around you. It's been a constant reminder this whole time you have been hanging out in the staff room.
Probably a better option than being torn apart by them.
How wide is this vent? Like, how big is it?
Damien, as you look up, and as Avery says, this is our only way out of here, you can see above you is a massive 7 by a good 8 foot vent.
Hmm. Hey, Doc, you know where this vent goes? Is it just straight back out?
No, I have no idea. I'm not part of the ventilation team. I don't know where the vent would take you or where. I don't.
Could lead out the building, surely.
Well, Julius, that I can... I can guarantee you that wouldn't happen. The hospital itself is a contained entity. With the things that we do in here, we can never make the mistake of letting any of it out into Ganymede Square.
I send Julius to have a look, because depending on where it comes out, I have an idea.
So. Sure. So the vent is a good 20 feet above your heads. So how are you going to open said vent to let Julius fly through?
Are you going to have mage hand
on the other side?
I also have mage hand, so...
No. Oh, yes, I do have mage hand. Can I just pluck it off? Not obviously not drop it, just lightly lower it down.
Are you both going to use mage hand?
You take one side, I'll take the other.
Yeah. It's just like, to me, to you.
I would like a strength check from you two.
Rest in peace, Barry Chuckle.
Strength check. What, just straight strength?
Yep.
That is a 17 plus 0.
That is a 16 minus 1.
The invisible hands, both of you reach out, and impressively, somehow, without the knowledge of how this was constructed at all, grab the right side, both of you, and pull it open as the vent just casually swings open. Kind of now is swinging from the ceiling, but completely open.
Huh. Well, that works.
Your turn, Julius. Stay high. Don't go close and personal. I'm just gonna creepily roll my eyes back and they're pitch black and see through his, because I live to be spooky.
Awesome. Julius. As Damien's eyes roll back into his head, you see Julius fly up into the vents and lands. Actually, because these vents are not very big. They are at most 3 feet tall. They're quite wide, but very, very short depth. So Julius actually is unable to fly in this little space and lands and begins to... Tick, 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 down this bird walk, down this long corridor of steel. And as Julius does, they see just a multitude of connecting tunnels that seem to just expand for an unknown amount of distance. And as Julius turns their head as they're walking down, they can see that all of these little tunnels also have multiple other connecting tunnels that branch off of them. Julius keeps going straight down, though, the hallway. As the doctor and Damien did say that, you know, we had to go south. And as they finally go about a good... Shit, it's very far. It's about 100 feet. They finally reach the first vent that they can see. And as Julius looks down, they can see down into what looks like there are chairs and papers strewn about. And Julius and Damien realize that they're looking down into what looks to be where someone would sit to maybe do some nursing things.
Okay. Comes out of the nurse's station. Which means reception and about 12 wards. kind of leave Julius on watch there, just to...
cool.
And come back to myself, and I'm like, okay, the vent that goes south, it's, you'd have to crawl, and it's going to be a bit tight, but it comes out by the nurse's station, right slap bang in the middle of the room.
Alright.
Better than being boxed in here.
Pretty much.
Unless anyone else has any other suggestions?
None, to be honest.
Nothing that I can think of, unfortunately. I mean, I've used all my power to Misty Step now, so I can't, even if I wanted to, I wouldn't be able to get through that wall. So, yeah.
Well, then it is, then.
You're not claustrophobic, are you, Doc?
Not any more than any other, you know, bio-ganassi, I guess. I don't know what I am anymore.
Okay, existential crisis later.
You're a good man, Doc. That's what you are.
How do you plan to get up there?
With me metal arm, am I able to jump up and grab onto it and pull myself up? Just before I check. Because I was able to do that with the staircase over the ledge earlier.
Yeah, but you didn't have to jump 15 feet into the air.
Oh, it was 15 feet up, was it?
Yeah.
Ah, sorry, I thought you... Ah, right, okay, I've got my work. Yeah, my bad.
It's all good.
Any tool cabinet?
This furniture?
Yeah, sure.
Might will help as well.
And now we have a fun montage scene of the gang while under impending zombie death of a quick little furniture moving scene. Do, 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 do.
I hate moving house.
I move them with one. I was like, for fuck's sake, pick it up, Laura, you hurt your back.
Pivot!
Pivot!
Bend at the knees.
Are you still in this or am I?
Let's dip it onto its knees. Make it more balanced at the top.
Right, fingers!
Alright, you grab it here and you grab it here.
Well, after a wonderful little montage, our gang manages to assemble a very haphazard but workable furniture pile that leads up into this wonderful passageway known as the ventilation shaft.
Does it resemble the one from Home Alone 2?
You know, Matt, just to make you happy this one time, yes, that's exactly what it looks like. It's a shot-for-shot fucking recreation of Home Alone 2.
I was picturing it's just torturing as hell, yes, okay. Right, Bird Boy, you're going up at first.
Don't call me Bird Boy.
You are a bird and a boy.
Can't.
Varian goes at last, he was going to Eldritch Blast it to destroy it so no one else could follow them.
Smart plan.
Right, I'll go first.
I mean, no offense, Avery, but you first. Because at least if it's...
Here's some offense.
If you fall, at least you can slow your descent with your wings.
My wings are not visible. Yeah, alright, we head up first.
Awesome. Where would you like Dr. Dorian to go?
I'll push him up behind Avery and go behind him, basically just muttering threats under my breath.
Swear to God, you talk to one more zombie and I'm going to blow your head off.
I'm going to feed you to them.
Alright, so we have Avery, Dr. Dorian, Damien.
Wyatt will then climb the pile and jump up into the vent.
Then we have Wyatt and then Virian taking up the caboose.
Yep. Climbing up there.
What a fabulous caboose it is.
It's unbeatable.
An unbeatable caboose.
I love that word so much. I know Virian's like weak and noodle armed, but is it possible for him to pull the vent back up, or is it just going to swing back open?
Oh no, I'll completely let you do that. It's built to be closed again. So, and it was all opened right. properly. So yes, Virian, in a very smart move, grabs the vent behind them and slams it closed.
Is that after destroying the furniture stack with Eldritch Blast?
And destroys the furniture stack with Eldritch Blast.
I always say my boy is not smart, but he has his moments.
Leaving no sign that anything was done. The five of you make your way into the vent. Avery in the front, army crawling slowly down it. You see Julius all the way in your up in the front of your view, leading you to where you need to go. It takes a good, you know, 5-10 minutes to actually do this. None of you, though strong and quick in general situations, none of you are prepared for army crawling through a ventilation shaft. It's not something that was even covered in your detective training there, Detective Wyatt. But you all manage to make your way to this vent. And Avery, you're the only one who can actually position themselves here at the vent. As while wide, it's only probably a good, you know, 5 feet wide. So it's you and Julius now at this vent. And Avery, can you please make me a perception check?
Perception, I'm good at perception-ish. That's a natural 20, so 25.
Avery, like, you were actually better suited for this than you thought. Your metal arm almost kind of pulled you along without you even trying. Like, you made it down here. And as you reach the vent, you look down. And you can hear, you know, a little bit away. You don't see anything in this station that you're looking at. But you can hear from a little while the the laughter and the sound of just hundreds of hands beating against a wall. And with that massive perception check, you realize that there are now at least 100 to 150 creatures trying to break into the room that you were just in a moment ago.
The others just behind me, are they?
Yep.
Yeah, I do say to them, I look back and say to them quietly, from what I can hear, they're all in trying to break open the room that we were in. But there's a fucking lot of them now. So do we keep going or do we drop down this vent and make a bolt for it?
Get to the staircase and that's directly ahead of the nurse's station.
All right, sounds like a plan. I just give Julius a little nudge forward so I don't, like, elbow in as I pull myself along.
He kind of glares at your arm and hops out the way. So he remembers what your arm did to his dad.
Awesome. So are you going to drop down then? Open the vent? What's your plan?
We're going to the stairs, aren't we? Before dropping to the vent. Before dropping through? Or are we dropping through here?
We'd have to drop through here, because otherwise we'd have to reverse and go down a different vent tunnel.
Alright. As I open the vent, can I make sure that it just opens, like, sideways or upwards, rather than dropping to the floor? I just want to make sure it doesn't, like, go crashing down onto the floor.
Sure. Make me a dexterity throw right here, and as long as you don't roll a 1, nothing bad will happen.
3+
Oh my god.
3+3 This fucking dice loves a 3 today.
Avery, you push down on this vent and it, unlike the other one, wasn't connected on any side. So it starts to fall as you push, but your metal, you quickly grasp onto it and you grab the edge of it as it swings, but you manage to hold on to it as it is swinging in the air and you hold it by one hand.
Right. Will it fit through the gap if I, like, have it, like, if I just hold it, like, a different angle, will it through?
You already had a moving montage. You're fucking masters at this stuff by now. You can get anything through any doorway. So yes, I will say that you can pull up the grate.
And just our removal company.
NJ Removals.
And I'll just sit it up here before lowering myself down. How high is the drop?
15 feet. It's
powerful, really that necessary. I don't know. I'll just drop myself down as quietly as I can. Just like lower myself down as much as I can and then let go.
Awesome. Can you please make me a stealth check at disadvantage?
Bastard. Natural one.
Oh, shit.
Avery. You, as you're holding yourself onto the side of this vent hole now, you're about to let go to drop down, and suddenly you feel the whole vent itself kind of shift a bit down. And
oh shit.
Before you have another moment to react, all of you need to make me a dexterity saving throw.
Give me what, I'll be back.
That is
9.
22 all in.
You all saw Avery deftly catch and hold and then pull up this crate to put it back into the other side. And they lowered themselves down. And as they did, you all felt the metal kind of bend a bit, but it felt good for a second before suddenly you feel the ground beneath you just completely go away, as you are all momentarily weightless. As the complete portion of this ventilation shaft crashes through the ceiling before doom, slamming onto the ground, you all will take 13 points. Of bludgeoning damage.
Ow! Julius!
So they know we're here.
Yep.
I'm merging into Julius immediately and going up.
I guess we run?
With that, the doom erupts throughout the floor. You all land. The metal corrugation breaks apart and you look back as hundreds of sets of eyes turn towards you.
Oh shit.
We run.
Bye.
From that is where we will end this week's edition of Escape from Wolfham.
Thank you to everybody for listening to this episode of Dungeons and Junkies. We'll go around the table now and give our socials. We'll start with Chad.
Oh, I am Chad, and thank you for listening here. If you want to follow me on social media, you can do so at Chad's_mind or at you from top rope. If you want to listen to me, you can listen to Visionaries Global Media. I am all over it on such podcasts as View from the Top Rope, The Chatterbox, So You're So Smart, and this one, of course, Dungeons and Junkies, which we are listening to as we speak.
Indeed. Caitlin.
I have been Caitlin. I am always Caitlin. Caitlin is infinite. Caitlin sometimes writes articles about video games and mental health over on themindgame.org. I also have my campaign of D&D and eventually other tabletop games over there as well. Go look at it, or look at my cats at Caitlin RC. Meow.
Kerry.
I'm Cherubeans on Twitter. I'm also Kerry. I should, probably should have said that first. Occasionally I draw things. And when I actually do occasionally draw things, you can find them on the Dungeon Junkies art Instagram, which is just Dungeon Junkies on Instagram. Come on, you're a smart person. You can put two and two together.
Five.
And Alex.
Hi, I'm Alex, and you can find me on Spiderbread UK on Twitter. You can find our main show at Game Junkies Pod, and you can find this ever-growing collection of physical pain, mental trauma, and just ever-growing madness at Dungeon Junkies.
Indeed you can. You can find me at Matt.UK. Thank you again to everybody for listening. Thank you everybody for taking part. I'm Matt.
I'm Alex.
And I'm Kerry.
We were Dungeon Junkies, and we're out of here.
Click, clack, clack.
This podcast was brought to you by me, Chad, in conjunction with Visionaries Global Media and Mad Attack Productions.